because of the clearing and the look on your face. You can fool me once and I'll actually believe you. If you fool me twice, I'm like putty in your hands. Just like a whale, I trust you. Call me a liar, I've heard it before. Call me a cat, all the blood spilled. Kid in the court, survivor's guilt.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. The weather today is really, really great, so I hope you guys all have a chance to go outside and enjoy the weather. And I just want to say congratulations to every single student who finished their semester. I'm sure it was tough and stressful, but I hope that everyone was able to end it off on a positive note. Summer is here, and I think that explains the great, sunny, beautiful weather. But it seems like it's going to be raining next week. But that's okay, because rain is something that we all need from time to time. So I hope not everyone is too bummed out about that. However, we do have a great day today, so I hope you guys all have a chance to go outside and enjoy the sun. I'm sure some students still have some final exams left for them. Good luck to every single one of you guys. But for the people that were able to finish it a bit earlier, congratulations. I think everyone deserves a break. All right, so to get into the content of today's show, today I will be talking about the genre of romance and what sorts of ideas and benefits it serves to us and as a whole society. And by having all these discussions about romantic genre movies and, you know, writing romantic genre work, I think as a person who has done a lot of those stuff so far or has some sort of experience, I think I want to offer some insights that I personally kind of got and share a bit more of a deeper knowledge of what romance genres have for us. I also want to have this episode be a tool to encourage people to think about some discussion questions that I have for you guys today on romance genres and what romance genres at its core has, and what kind of elements really does encourage us. You know, you kind of see the light of the creation of romance and what the hidden meaning is behind all those, you know, actions or words and dialogue and all sorts of the way that it's expressed. So I think we're going to be going on that romance route for today's show. I also have a couple songs that are related to romance, and I think it would be a great kind of transition from me talking about romance, but also having us kind of listen to it as well in a musical sense, because I think music has a great correlation with the genre of romance. And as you guys all know, that I did take a lyrical forms writing class here at UBC, and the course is actually about writing your own songs. And what I realized with not only myself, but with my fellow peers, but also from one of my, you know, a couple artists or songs that I listen to personally, love and longing and friendship and relationship, it's a very, very important and very common idea and topic that is expressed through music. And I think there's a reason for that. I think there is a reason for why we gravitate towards the topic of romance and love and relationships. And I want to go a little deeper into it. Why is it that this genre is so popular? And why does it speak out to us in a way that encourages us to write about these things, you know, has us express these feelings and share it with people? And I'm sure that many of you guys have recognized that a lot of the juicy tea, you know, that you guys all have, I'm sure you do, that you share with your friends and family and that you enjoy hearing, but also, you know, expressing, is in the genre of romance. And I think it's something that we all need, you know, as a person. And I think it's something that really brings meaning to life. And I want to go into it more and see what kinds of emotions or thoughts or any kind of thought processes that we have to go through, you know, or something that evokes that sort of ideas, and kind of, you know, going into more deeper into it. The answering the whys and the hows and the what. And I think that's a very cliche thing to say. You know, I think the why, what, how, you know, those three things are something that you should always consider in any kind of artwork. And although, you know, it's something that many people encourage, you know, you to do, I think it's very important too, because you can never really go too deep, I think. And I, as I mentioned, I have shared a couple of my poems and short stories. And through those works, it's just a continuous process of asking the why and the what and the how. And as you go deeper and deeper, I think you get an opportunity to really find the true meaning towards every single word or tone or emotion that you put into a certain artwork. And so we're going to go into that genre today for the episode and enjoy some music. But before we do that, let's get through the introductions of the PSAs, the station acknowledgement, show promos, and some ads. And I will see you all very soon. So stay tuned and I'll see you guys in around 5 minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakuya to leave Tin Homasqueam Mustail.
Hey, what's that song from that movie?
Every other Wednesday at 6 p.m., join me, Logan the Extra.
And me, Movie Maverick Mike, as we discuss popular songs featured in movies, or popular movies that feature songs.
On That Song from That Movie, we talk about how the song fits into the movie, why they chose the song they did.
And we'll share our expert opinions on the art of music and movies.
So if you find yourself asking, I wonder what that song from that movie is, check us out every other Wednesday at 6 to 6:30 p.m.
Or you can listen to all our episodes on CITR.ca. Who knows, maybe we talked about that song or movie that you love.
We are That Song from That Movie every second Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at CITR.ca.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hey,
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
I'm
at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai Tai Tan.
You were invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
All right, we are back. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and this is Lean In With Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful start of the week. It is Tuesday and sunny outside. So as I mentioned again, I hope you guys are all having a wonderful day today. I hope you guys had a chance to go outside and enjoy the weather. It is a bit chilly outside, so I do encourage you guys to have some sort of jacket, maybe. It might be better for you guys. My friend actually recently went on a biking trip, and she said it was absolutely amazing. And so maybe biking is a great activity to do right now. Summer kind of shouts that idea of outdoor activities and going outside. But maybe some of you guys like to stay at home and read a book and draw and do some art. Whatever fulfills that, that happiness of yours, I think whatever method you take, there is really no right or wrong answer. But as to say, today is about romance and love and that genre as a whole and why it's so popular and what it really offers to us as people and how that connects to our relationships and, you know, growth and bonds and how that kind of begins. And I think there really isn't much for people to create that spark and interest to really get to know someone. And although we as humans are very complex, I'm sure many of you guys know that because our emotions and our personalities and the way we behave and the way we think, it's really different. And it doesn't really take too much to notice that within your friends and your family members. Even simply observing even someone's morning routine, you know, that already gives out, you know, what kind of person he or she is. And you know, what foods we all like, you know, it kind of reflects on the cultural background that we're from. And the differences really shape who we are. But I think at its core, relationships are something that really brings us together, what creates that community. And I think one of the core themes is romance and love. And it doesn't always need to be in a way that's intimate with, you know, romantic romance or love. It could be like friendship love, family love. It can be, you know, all sorts of that. You know, the definition of love is really open to so many areas that what your idea of love might not be the same as others, but I'm sure that it's still correct in its own way. But in a broader sense, romance and love is something that we all need, and I think it's something that really shapes who we are as a person. But also, it serves as a tool for us to grow and for us to realize certain things about ourselves and what we want and what we don't want, and opens us to an infinite amount of opportunities to increase our emotional intelligence, but also our responses, our behaviors to certain, you know, words or actions that we receive. And I think that's why it's so important. It's everything about romance and love is so interconnected with so many different aspects in the way we live that it's just unavoidable. It's completely unavoidable, and it's inevitable for us to express and even think about some aspect of love or romance at some point in our lives. And why don't we get into some of the elements of what it has to offer? Why is it that this genre is unavoidable, and what makes us want to explore it personally? You know, I mean, we see so many things going on in our lives and in the world, but we don't always get the sense of, oh, you know what? I want to do that. I want to personally pursue that. But I think romance and love is something that we all just kind of get into. You know, sometimes it's unconscious, sometimes it's intentional, but in some way, shape, or form, it's there. It's present in our lives. And I think it's important to sometimes discuss the obvious, discuss why is it? And I keep saying this, but really, why is it? And I think sometimes when I think about it, for me at least, it does serve as a sense of escaping, you know, escapism from whatever you're doing. When you're doing something that you like, whether it's playing sports or academics or your job, I've met a lot of people, including myself, where it can have the ability to consume who you are. And sometimes to let off that steam, you have to escape. And to escape from it, you have to have some sort of difference to what you're doing at that moment. And I think romance is a great way to do that because it changes the mood and the emotion of what you're doing. When you're stressed, it's not a very great emotion. It's a negative thing. Although it can serve as an element of motivation for what you're doing, because it pushes you to achieve something more, and it sets a line higher than your expectations. However, when you get an overload of that, that can backfire, so you need to escape. And I think romantic genres and movies and shows and stories really has me to think about something in a different lens, in a different perspective, with a completely different emotion. And I think that's important. I think if you want to do something to escape from whatever you're doing at that moment, it needs to be different, you know, in so many ways, in so many different senses. And so escapism can be one thing that romantic genre movies, in, you know, particular, because my show is about movies and its genres and perspectives. But I think it also gives a sense of inspiration. And I think this is a contradictory, it can be a very, very loose, maybe a little weird, I guess, topic to talk about inspiration, because it does give, and I'm sure many of you guys agree, the sense of false hope about love. I mean, obviously, romantic movies and romantic stories, most of it is fictional. And in that world of fiction, there is an element of a lie that goes under it. And I think sometimes when we have so much exposure to that sort of content, we start to believe in it. But I think it's not always the case. I've always believed that these stories that come up from, you know, amazingly talented people, it derives from a place of familiarity. And without that, I don't think ideas can really blossom like that. You know, fiction writing is something that we all kind of have in ourselves. And I think the base of where it comes from, the foundation of where we pick that up, where we begin with, you know, that first word that we write on the ground, you know, on the paper, it comes from a place of familiarity. And I think the reason why I say it inspires us is because we all have things that we're familiar with. It's just a matter of if we want to express it or not. And when we express it, it can spark something at different people. But the cool thing is, everyone's going to be inspired by the same work, but will not come up with the same ideas. And so it inspires us in a different way. And not only about relationships and love, but it could be about, you know, the way we... You know, the way people accelerate on the pacing of their friendship, or, you know, how to effectively discuss the hard things within friendships or families, or even learning how to accept differences in opinions or perspectives. You know, all these broad ideas that we can all relate to, but we all have those specific special experiences that ultimately shaped who we are as a person. And so, in a way, it does inspire us. I guess it can give us false hope. But even if it does give us false hope, I think I can argue that that false hope begins as false hope, but it turns into reality. And I think it really depends on how much we want to pursue it, how much we want to give our time and attention to that area. And I think another thing about romance genres is the idea of understanding human behavior. Now, I want to connect this idea to the idea of cliche. And I think many people have this struggle, including me, where if you consume a lot of romantic genre artworks, whether it's movies or stories or poems or anything, there is an aspect of repetitiveness. There are things that are repeated, which later get created and put in to the category of cliche. And although it can kind of devalue or kind of dilute that impactful feeling and emotion, I think it also gives us an understanding of human behavior in a way that we too have things that we repeat. And sometimes we can analyze those repeated things and see what kind of flaws or what kind of positive reactions or products that come from those repetitive things. Maybe there's a reason why things are repeated from a time-to-time basis. Maybe these cliches and these plot, you know, the way that the plot drives and the timing of the climax and certain phrases of descriptions of beauty and, you know, the idea of evil and what really is considered bad, and all these different things that, you know, are repeated and used and reused into these artworks really gives us an understanding of how we all think. And I'm sure you guys all have experienced this in one way or another. I mean, one other thing that I want to encourage you all to do is workshopping. Is something that really helps me understand what other writers and what other creative people think about And not only is it beneficial for understanding them as an individual, them as an individual artist, but also having the ability to pull out those subtle commonalities and those subtle familiar ideas, you know, experiences, opinions. And I think through that, there's another idea that can blossom from it. And so romance genre movies and artworks really brings out more than we think it does. I think by analyzing the same work, and I think that many of you guys, again, have probably done this, even reflecting on your own essay, for example, we all go through the process of proofreading. And what we're exactly doing is rereading the same thing over and over and over again. And through this repetitive nature, we continuously come up with better ideas, better structures, better word choices, better expressions. And I think cliches is not all of a bad thing. I think sometimes through that, not only do we kind of recognize the purpose of it, but we can kind of diverge our ideas from it. You know, that's kind of the strong baseline we have. And as I mentioned in my previous episodes, one of my goals is to create my own cliche, create my own repetition of something. And I want to have some sort of deep meaning behind it. And I think anyone can kind of do that. I mean, everyone has that same repetitive nature that we all experience, whether it's in our lifestyle or whether it's in our routines or, you know, the way we write or express or create creative work. And I think if I kind of wrap it up in this idea, it's really important to focus on those repetitive things, on the things that we often just acknowledge on a surface base and just forget about. And the more and more I personally look into and watch these romantic genre movies and all these different artworks, I too was in a position where this feels a little repetitive. This feels like I've seen it before. But if you really dig deep into it on the intentions of it and the reason behind why something was positioned in a certain way on multiple occasions, you come up with different ideas from that. And that is great because now you have a foundation, a very strong foundation that has proven to bring in attention from a large audience. And I think that's very important. And one other aspect that I want to discuss is the experience and the importance of emotional intelligence. And I think many of you guys and many people have this experience where we all kind of develop this skill of having that intelligent mindset towards emotions. And I think this connects back to the idea of behavior as well. The portrayal of complex human emotions, many times that are expressed in romantic comedies where the protagonist is unsure about their decisions, they're having doubts, the love is clearly there, but they're having trouble trying to, you know, make that 100% decision on whether to pursue it or not. All these complex human emotions really gives us an idea of how to understand it, process it, and act upon it. And through that, we kind of not only develop a greater understanding of us as individuals, but we create this intelligence among other people as well. And this brings us back to the idea of why. Why is this person acting a certain way? Why is this person having these doubts despite these great circumstances? Why is this decision not so simple for this person? What do I need to understand? And these discussion questions are continuous. It brings us out of our comfort zone and really tries to challenge us in a way that encourages us to deeply understand someone, not on a surface basis, but has us go into their character, go into their experiences, and in a personal sense. You know, I think many times in movies we get those flashbacks from characters, or we follow them through their morning routine or night routine, or we follow them through their work life, and through that we kind of develop an understanding and a stronger, again, foundation on someone, and through that our intelligence kind of rises and increases throughout that process, and we kind of get a much better sense of emotions and how it works, what steps it goes through, and how it comes to a certain conclusion. When I say deeper understanding, it's not just understanding the conclusion, but understanding the steps of which it took to reach that conclusion. That's what deep understanding and deep emotional intelligence really takes. And on that note, why don't we take a break and listen to some love romantic songs? And I think music really does help us bring that sense of familiarity and that sense of emotion. It kind of gives us that unconscious feeling of movement, you know. And I think that is also very important, not only for us to understand with our thoughts, but also with our movements, and kind of have everything go with the flow and feel the music, feel the emotions through the lyrics. And through these different mediums of artworks, we get a different perspective on the same idea of emotion. So why don't we get through this first song called Just Between You and Me by April Wine, and I will see you all soon. So here we go.
Always I know how love will be.
That was Just Between You and Me by April Wayne. And before I move on to the next song, I want to point out once more that even in music, there are repetitions. There's repetitions of the drums, the rhythm of it, the beat of it, the way that the guitar is kind of, you know, strumming through. And all these things, in certain chords maybe, all these kind of ways that are expressed in a continuous repetitive cycle, you seem to realize, okay, maybe that sound really does evoke some sort of emotion. And you start journaling. Maybe journaling is a great idea. And recording those responses of yourself, you know, what really is making that sound? What repetitive nature? Why does that repetitive sound bring into this emotion of happiness or joy or sadness or confusion? And so I think for this next song too, I would encourage you all to listen to those repetitive things, listen to those choruses, maybe the words that are being repeated, and what kind of emotions they invoke as well. For the next song, it will be from Shawn Mendes called Teach Me How to Love. So why don't we listen to this and see what you all can find. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy.
Ooh, your body's like an ocean. I'm devoted to explore you. For you, won't you draw a map for me, laced with strawberries, and I'll get on my knees, put my hands around you, ooh, teach me how to touch you, taste, caress you, and please you, teach me how to love, put my hands around you, ooh, teach me how to touch you, taste, caress you, and please you, teach me. Teach me how to love your imagination. Now I'm fixated and I'm dying to learn. Every inch of you, there's something new. F for me, oh, I'm what you deserve. Just draw a map for me, lace with strawberries, and I'll get on my knees. Teach me, teach me how to love.
And that was Teach Me How to Love by Shawn Mendes. Before I go to the next song, I want to point out, even in the chorus, Teach Me, Teach Me, Teach Me How to Love, there's kind of a rising action between teaching, 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 like teach me, teach me, and then a climax is reached at how, I think, and then as it kind of goes to love, it kind of goes down, and it there's like this sense of a rising action, boom, climax, and then it kind of resolves at the end, giving it a more calmer emotion. And I think those kind of patterns, it's very interesting to see in music, because you can kind of physically feel that emotion of kind of going up and rising and then diminishing as the words kind of flow in a longer pattern or maybe in a lower tone. And so the next song I want to turn on for you guys is called Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette. So why don't we get through this, and then I'll see you guys soon. So here we go.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. Like I'm a princess, I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. Your love is thick and it swallowed me whole. You're so much braver than I gave you credit for. That's not lip service. You've already won. In spite of me, and don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault. You are the bearer of unconditional things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend, best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I could. If I love you
was Head Over Feet by Alanis. I hope you guys enjoyed that. The last song I have prepared for you guys today is called Lucky Now by Ryan Adams. And this is actually from a romantic movie called This Is 40. It is a romantic comedy with Paul Rudd. And so I hope you guys get a chance to watch this movie. It really is a very, very funny movie. I mean, Paul Rudd is the male character and Leslie Mann is the female protagonist. Very funny. I think it's really, really a great romantic comedy movie. And I think this movie also has a very unique portrayal of love because they're married and they go through some struggles. And through that, as I mentioned, you kind of get the chance to understand both sides. And kind of to top it all off, you know, Jason Segel and Melissa McCarthy, they also star in the movie. Very, very funny and talented actor and actresses. So, you know, Lucky Now by Ryan Adams, the last song for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all in 3 minutes for the closing off. But for now, I hope you guys enjoy the song. So here we go.
I don't remember where we wild and young, all that's faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was? Well, the lights will draw you in, and the dark will bring you down, and the night will break your heart, but only if you're lucky now. Waiting outside while you find your keys, like bags of trash in the blackening snow. City of neon and toes that freeze. We got nothing and nowhere to go. We got nothing and nowhere. And the lights will draw you in, and the dark will take you down. Only if you're lucky now. And if the lights draw you in, and the dark can take you down, then love can mend your heart. But only if you're lucky now. Faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was?
And that was Lucky Now by Ryan Adams. I hope you guys enjoyed this romantic episode with me today. The sun is still out. There's still some time for you all to enjoy it. Good luck to every single one of you guys who have your finals left. I really hope it goes well and successfully. The summer is right up in the corner, so please persevere through this moment. And I really do hope that everyone can end this semester in a very, very positive note. My name is Jeff. This was Lean In with Jeff. And I hope you guys have a magnificent rest of the day and week. I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
you decide to fly away now. Running from the guns, I am running from the guns.
Make the devil mad dancing with you. All the angels looking jealous cause your halo is hoops. Hovering over your shoulders, wings usually is folded. I'm not used to extending them to tell you the truth. Pull me off the wall, grow on my roots. Sheesh, what I'm running from, following suit. We needed more distance so they wouldn't pursue. Cause up here I'm making Icarus envious too. Of my souls and wings and freedoms. And the songs they'll sing when I see them. Moving on my own, put the dreaming aside. Everybody on the porch looked up to the sky. Friends getting mad, but before they knew, suddenly my nigga started lifting up too. Through the clouds, brown shoulders broke right on through. With eyes watching God, my heart stays on.
Running from the guns, point and shoot. We used to play up on the playground. Running from the guns, who thought hardest part would be for me to stay down. Running from the guns, breaks my heart if you decide to fly away now. Running from the guns, I am running from the guns.
I saw that boy, then I saw his souls. Wondering what songs this canary holds. Glad he off the wall and his wings unfold. Whole block gon' cheer when he makes it home. Holding heavy hearts really makes it worse. Till we found the only way for us to lift this curse. If we run to a place where they know our worth. Son talk said it's not my last day on earth. Hurry up, it's across the ridge. My grass wants to fly, so I scratch that itch. And it is crying with the arms raised. That should imply that I'm in this. Nice on the car hood, laid out, crucified, grew much more from the love that you provide. Standing on stage, hold back, both teary eyes, looking at my niggas like I'm glad all of you survived. We can make that work, know you was tripping on being locked to the earth. Worry later, no time for us to focus on what's past tense. And besides, now Brahms getting over the fence. So lock both your hands, act like you've been on sitting on fireworks. You know my kinfolk, 12 round the corner, they judging our sins. Ho, once your feet hit that gravel, just run.
Running from the guns, point and shoot, we used to play up on the playground. Running from the guns, who thought the hardest part would be for me to stay down. Running from the guns, breaks my heart if you decide to fly away now. Running from the guns, I am running from the guns.
Bang.
she was.